The Visions of Ellen White. Frequent mention has been made in this narrative to the visions Ellen White received, but little has been said of the physical phenomena that accompanied these visions and provided those who witnessed them with strong evidence of the work being of God. As she herself was totally unconscious during a vision, we must turn to others who were eyewitnesses of the unusual and thrilling experience. Several who had long acquaintance with her from early years have provided us with vivid descriptions. One such is J.N. Loughborough, who first saw her in vision in 1852 and declared that he had seen her in vision 50 times. He wrote, "In passing into vision, she gives three enrapturing shouts of glory, which echo and re-echo, the second, and especially the third, fainter but more thrilling than the first, the voice resembling that of one quite a distance from you, and just going out of hearing. For about 4 or 5 seconds she seems to drop down like a person in a swoon, or one having lost his strength. She then seems to be instantly filled with superhuman strength, sometimes rising at once to her feet and walking about the room. There are frequent movements of the hands and arms, pointing to the right or left as her head turns. All these movements are made in a most graceful manner. In whatever position the hand or arm may be placed, it is impossible for anyone to move it. Her eyes are always open, but she does not wink. Her head is raised, and she is looking upward, not with a vacant stare, but with a pleasant expression, only differing from the normal in that she appears to be looking intently at some distant object. She does not breathe, yet her pulse beats regularly. Her countenance is pleasant, and the color of her face as florid as in her natural state." Some, pages 204, 205. Mrs. Martha Amadon, also acquainted with Ellen White from early years, after giving a similar description of what took place in connection with the visions, declared, "There was never an excitement among those present during a vision, nothing caused fear. It was a solemn, quiet scene, sometimes lasting an hour. When the vision was ended, and she lost sight of the heavenly light, as it were, coming back to the earth once more, she would exclaim with a long-drawn sigh, as she took her first natural breath, D.A.R.K. She was then limp and strengthless." D.F. 373, Martha Amadon, Mrs. E.G. White in Vision. Individual visions were marked by various characteristics, some of which will be noted as the stories in which they are involved are told. James White, in introducing Ellen White's experience in his Life Incidents in 1868, described the visions under four numbered points. 1. She is utterly unconscious of everything transpiring around her, as has been proved by the most rigid tests, but views herself as removed from this world, and in the presence of heavenly beings. 2. She does not breathe. During the entire period of her continuance in vision, which has at different times ranged from 15 minutes to 3 hours, there is no breath, as has been repeatedly proved by pressing upon the chest, and by closing the mouth and nostrils. 3. Immediately on entering vision, her muscles become rigid, and joints fixed, so far as any external force can influence them. At the same time her movements and gestures, which are frequent, are free and graceful, and cannot be hindered nor controlled by the strongest person. 4. On coming out of vision, whether in the daytime or a well-lighted room at night, all is total darkness. Her power to distinguish even the most brilliant objects, held within a few inches of the eyes, returns but gradually. She has probably had, during the past 23 years, between 1 and 200 visions. These have been given under almost every variety of circumstance, yet maintaining a wonderful similarity. Page 272. In the earlier years of Ellen White's experience, the visions were almost always accompanied by physical phenomena similar to that described in the scriptures in connection with the respective prophets. In the later years, her work having been established and accepted, The visions were usually given during the hours of the night, as the one described by Daniel in the opening verse of, a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Such night visions were briefer, more frequent, but of equal importance and value as the visions given during the hours of the day, accompanied by the physical phenomena.